Everyone's dead. I'm gonna walk around the Wickliffe Center, feeling sorry for myself and all the things I should have said. I won't bother writing songs, cause there'll be no one there to listen. I won't bother reading books, cause there'll be no one there to see me reading all those books. Maybe girls to give me knowing looks or say, you know, the bad existentialism, you know, the life's just a prison. You know, the people on me really listen to those poets you like, just to try and get a date for the night. Started on Jack Kerouac. My opinion's just a sexist, talentless twat that got lucky. I only really read him at all because there was this girl in the year above me at school that had a polo neck sweater and thought she was cool. So I brought white light, white heat, and some wraparound shade and just sat in the dark reading the big poets for days. Just end up with a headache. Thought, oh my god, I'm only 6 months away from becoming a goth. I got spiked up hair, a permanent cough, and I think I'm gonna die alone. Then grunge came along, started to grow my hair, and it was Pearl Jam and Nirvana. Everywhere I went to Lemonheads gigs and pretended I was stoned, just so I'd look a bit more like Evan Gando. And girls come up and tried to hold my hand, and I could never really understand, cause all I changed was my hair and the band across the front of my t-shirts and my hands being guided down the back of a girl's skirt. Thinking Kurt Cobain, he didn't really live or die in vain, cause his life's just a series of predetermined maps, and when you're born it's like you're put into a network of scale electric tracks to determine the way different people's lives interact. I think it's plain to see my life was permanently frozen until the 1991 Seattle grunge explosion that you had a big hand in bringing to popularity, if not actually beginning in the first place. And I started writing songs, cause there was someone there to listen. And I started writing songs, cause there was someone there to listen to those songs I sang. But now you're gone.